Oh, here we go. Okay, we're all back. Let us reconvene.
Perhaps to make, and again, Kirby and Dave can yell at me and say I'm completely off base as always, but perhaps to make everyone's use of time and help start the noodling process and areas the Planning Commission would like to focus at the April 6th meeting, should we go through the department's comment response matrix that was shared at 4:30 today just to acquaint everybody where to find information and how the department views that? Is that helpful? Again, I don't want to waste anyone's time, but.
Commissioner Eliason?
I think that's a great idea. I spent the 5 minutes going through document two, and it's very good. So I'd be in favor of using the time to go through it.
Ms. Kirby, can you bring that up on the screen for everyone to share and I'm happy to facilitate kind of just going into kind of a topic number one when it comes to view blockage. And I think just response to item comment reference number one, I believe this is Mr. McCoy. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Ms. Kirby, who submitted this comment.
Betsy Cooper, number
Oh, Betsy
30.
Cooper, I apologize there.
Before you get started, Angie, I just wanted to kind of orient the planning commissioners to this table, explaining what you see. You will see several highlights and different text font colors once we go through this matrix tonight. So column number, the first column, issue reference number, that's just to identify which each row of comments that we have been together. The second column references the specific comment letter that was submitted and recorded. And you will see that several public comments that we received and when we reviewed commented on similar topics, and that's why you see several comment letters on the same row. The third column, this is a summary of the concern based on our review and kind of analysis of the comment letter provided. This is a summary and kind of the meat of that comment provided. The last column here is the department response. And like Dave explained, it could be change is not recommended with a rationale under it. Change recommended with proposed language, if that proposed language has been developed. And then the comments noted section, department response. You will see that the issue reference number in blue coloring. So I will show you in blue, all the blue reference numbers. Those are new comments that came in today. Those are the second batch. So you will see that the first comments you received on March 9th, that's titled part one, dated 3/9/2021. And all the comment reference numbers are in black. The second comment matrix, part two, that you received this evening, which includes additional department responses, are identified with blue reference numbers. So you will see those are the new comments that came in. Furthermore, we highlighted the three sections of this matrix that are still pending department responses. I will show you that example. For example, the hybrid shoreline stabilization topic. There are two comments provided for this topic area, and we responded to one with a proposed language and change recommended, but we are still developing responses for the highlighted comment concern. What you saw here with the highlighted section here, this is so there's already proposed language for this section of, for example, the Shoreline Master Program. We're already proposing amendments to this section, but based on public comments, we are proposing additional clarifications or amendments to the proposed amendments language originally put in there. So the highlight part is the change or the difference from the original proposed department proposed language. in the draft that went out for public review during the public comment period. And like we mentioned at the very beginning, we received and recorded 20 separate submittals of comments that translated to, like you saw, about 80 pages of letters and comments from tribes, state agencies, individual residents of Kitsap County, as well as interest groups. With that, I will, Angie, did you want me to go through the comment matrix or did you want to lead that conversation?
Ms. Kirby, I think you're a rock star at this. So if you want to lead away, go for it and we can all chime in or ask questions or provide clarification.
Sounds good. I'll start on row number one and I'll go row by row, comment by comment. And feel free to, I'll stop after each row to see if there are any specific questions or comments for that proposed department response. So for issue reference number one, this was documented from comment number three. The summary of concern is in regards to view blockage. View blockage, any appeal process should not be solely administrative, it should be a type three. The department response to this is that the proposed amendment creates an alternative pathway for an applicant to file for a conditional waiver from strict application of the section. Granting a conditional waiver is a type two administrative decision. All land use appeals are type three decision and subject to a hearing examiner quasi-judicial decision under Kitsap County Code 2104-290. Any comments to that or questions regarding that department response? Okay, moving to the next issue. Number two, this is, we received four public comments on this or letters under view blockage, again, and view blockage, but the concern pertains to new plantings within 15 feet of side yard boundary of the buffer and shoreline setback zone described in this section above shall not be greater than 6 feet at maturity. The response, department response to this comment is change is not recommended because vegetation is generally not considered view blockage and vegetation along the shoreline is vitally important for ecological function. Issue 2B, this is to request for accessory buildings to have a defined height so they cannot block views. Department response, change not recommended because Kitsap County Code 22400-120D1E2 limits the height of water-oriented storage structures such as boathouses and boat storage facilities to 14 feet above grade and comply with view blockage provisions of the SMP. All structures within the shoreline jurisdiction have a height limit of 35 feet. Per Kitsap County Code 22400-140A development standards. And so the proposed language in 22400-135B1, this is under the view blockage section, further states that accessory structures may not substantially obstruct the view of adjacent principal buildings. Comment 2C. This is change wording in view blockage to allow for future remodeling or reconstruction. We are still developing response to this comment. For comment 2D, for Kitsap County Code 22400-135, again, view blockage. Why change? The existing Shoreline Master Program is not ambiguous regarding use of structures in view blockage calculation, including accessory dwelling units and boat houses. The line should be set by the largest structure. Department recommendation here is not, or change is not recommended. because the department proposed the language clarification specifically for this section in order to apply development standards that are consistent and streamlined permit center customer inquiries. To apply development standards consistently and streamline permit center customer inquiries. The proposed language is consistent with a director's interpretation on shoreline view blockage, adjacent and accessory structure that was published on December 27, 2018. A link to that director's interpretation is provided in the department response. I will stop there before we go to row three.
If there is a change not recommended that we maybe don't agree with or might have some other suggestions for, is that what we're gonna do in the next meeting? Maybe if we, or just how is that process?
I can chime in here. We can do discussion today, but if we're deferring kind of more formal deliberations as well as recommendations to the various titles presented before the Planning Commission, I would reserve that for April 6th so you have all department response available to that.
Okay, sure. But
please, again, this is not just to hear staff or the department's voice. This is a back and forth dialogue. So if the Planning Commission members do have questions on the department's response, please ask. And again, if we need to slow down, please use this time so we can answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. I can only speak for my, this is Commissioner Murphy. I can only speak for myself, and maybe I have to apologize for being in the industry, and maybe that is my fault, but I would find myself right now leaning back to Commissioner Allen's comment and my support of it, which is to say that I'd much prefer to read this on my own and take my own notes. I don't need it read for me. And if that's going to create a 3-hour meeting, I disagree with it. I'd like to read them. I'd like to take my notes, and I'd like to come back to the next meeting with my ideas on either challenging DCD if I disagree with the response, or offering different language in a formal setting.
Does anybody else want to chime in on that? I don't disagree. Commissioner Beam?
I agree that we should read it ourselves first.
Commissioner Kaltenbrunn-Corey?
I also would like time to read it and digest it.
Does anyone disagree?
So I would make a motion that, and in the understanding that on the record, DCD has already said that we would have the remainder of their responses a week before our next meeting, as is required, probably by law from Kirby's commentary. I would request that if the remainder of our meeting is having this read for us, that we move ahead to the next agenda item.
Okay, it sounds like no one objects to that. So let's do it, unless staff has any comments before we move on.
No comments from me.
Nope. Thank you, Kirby, for surviving through page 1 of 22.
And yeah. Maybe Kirby's family gets fed tonight because I stood up for her. I don't know.
Thank you, Commissioner Murphy.
It could have been worse. You could have been in Congress, and it could be 600 pages.
That's true.
Okay, Commissioner Smith?
Yeah, I just want to underline and appreciate the work that's gone into this. It is helpful to know what the highlights mean, what the different color font means. So I appreciate walking through that row just to give us an example of how to read this document. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your willingness to go through it with us. It's it is great that you're willing to do that, but I also appreciate that my fellow commissioners are happy to speed our evening along and take this on our own time. So thank you. Okay, so Our next agenda item is for the good of the order, commissioner comments. Does anyone have comments for the good of the order?
I need a reminder for the good of the order, general comments from DCD. Will you remind me when in the process, I know I heard about annexation and UGA, you know, boundary changes. When is our once a year site specific that people are asking about rezone or, you know, UGA boundaries? When do people make that submittal to be on time for our once a year?
Dave, do you want to take that one based on board direction?
Yeah, sorry, I was looking for my unmute button. You got buried behind Windows. So if you're referring to the comprehensive plan amendment process, annually we are required under law, and no more than once a year, to the board is required to consider comprehensive plan amendments and whether or not there will be a docket, and if so, what are the sideboards of that docket. This year, the department met with the board, and recognizing that we have a pretty full workload, an overflowing plate of activity in the department right now. We're on reduced staff, in part due to COVID and other demands, and that we are getting very close, like next year, starting to move into the comprehensive planning process, that there would not be a comprehensive amendment plan docket for 2021. So right now, for most of those updates, that could change next year. But right now we are working under the expectation that most things will be deferred to the comprehensive planning process.
So then the individual property owner that feels that, you know, maybe they're an island of a zone that they shouldn't be in and that they won't have an opportunity to submit their parcel for consideration in 21?
But we, not in 21, we've already gone through that review with the board for those that have requested it. Of course, that doesn't mean that if we had advertised it, that more people wouldn't have come in with other projects. For 2021, the board has opted not to exercise its option under state law to amend the comprehensive plan. Not to say that that wouldn't change in 2022, but again, in 2022, we're going to be ramping up pretty aggressively our comprehensive plan process through 22 and 23 with an adoption target of June 2024. And we've got a lot of work ahead of us in order to make that happen.
Okay, so if for no other reason than to maybe get it in the record for Amanda Walston, that we are notified when maybe site specifics need to be submitted for consideration in an upcoming cycle, if that could be something that gets noted to be brought up at a future planning commission, that would be great.
A reasonable request.
Any other for the good of the order, commissioner comments? Commissioner Eliason?
Obviously our chairperson's not here tonight, so I'll go ahead and introduce it. I was hoping he'd be here to discuss it. Last year, the Planning Commission approved a work group to study public participation. That group submitted recommendations. I believe it was in November-December timeframe. And we left it off with, it would be up to each individual commissioner to bring forward any proposal in the new year. We're obviously in the new year, we've got a bunch of big projects underway. The timing's not very good, but in a meeting, I think it was probably two meetings ago, Commissioner Beam had requested to have it added to the agenda, and the chairperson, Commissioner Phillips, said he would add it to the agenda. However, Commissioner Phillips is uncomfortable just adding it without the concurrence of a majority of the commissioners. So the issue is, for a general discussion tonight, do we want to add it to the agenda? And two, if we do, where could we fit it in on a future meeting agenda?
My personal recommendation is that if the work group has done the work, that we should be bringing that into our agenda. My only commentary, I think, around that would be that it's not in the cycle of, you know, two deliberation meetings, for example. and just that it gets placed in accordance with a light agenda evening. And if Commissioner Beam can weigh in on that, being one that was a part of the group, I'd love to hear his advice.
With the amount that we're impacted now getting deliberations out, it would not be appropriate to be talking about it until we get to a lighter meeting.
In Commissioner Eliason's commentary, I think it's okay to, Commissioner Mall, if you would, at least ask for a concurrent agreement across the commission board that it will be added so that Commissioner Joe feels comfortable adding it to a light agenda in the future.
Yes, I agree. Let's keep that on our radar and be sure to ask him when he is here to ask to add that to an agenda in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah, sounds great. And have the two new commissioners received the work group's recommendations and then the staff responses? I know Commissioner Beam asked to send it out and it was, I just don't remember the time frame. Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, any other commissioner comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close the meeting?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Raise your hand. Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being patient with my very first meeting.
You did great, Amy.
Thanks. And everyone have a great night.
Thank you, commissioners.
Great.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.